I have a burden on my heart tonight for the church. Seem like that's mostly what's here tonight, is save people. And I don't know about you, but I feel guilty when I'm enjoying a good meal. I don't know what you feel like sometimes, but when you're enjoying a good meal, or I am, I just wonder about somebody that's maybe not as fortunate as I am. I don't know. That's the way I feel. And that's kind of along what I'm thinking of tonight. It's reaching out. Reaching out and helping people.
Amen.
I believe if there's anything we need, it's to reach out. I'm for helping people.
Yes, Lord.
May God help us tonight to elevate our sights. That's what my prayer is. If you get any good out of this message, you give the Lord the credit. But I want you to know the Lord wants us to elevate our sights. God wants us to look a little bit further than our own little circle. Dear ones, I tell you, God wants to scatter us.
Amen.
In a sense. I thought about the day of Pentecost and what a wonderful time it was. The disciples was all there together, and it's a wonderful time to be there with the Holy Spirit falling down among them and having a good audience to speak to, and lots of attentiveness there to the gospel. But you see, the first thing that happened was a spread. God made a way when the kingdom was first fully brought to its head. He brought a way to scatter and to get the people from just being in their own little group, and to get out to others and reach others that was lost in sin. Dear ones, tonight my heart is burdened. My heart is burdened that we would get our sights elevated up. And look out above. Look out on the fields, Jesus said in one place, that are white, all ready to harvest. May the Lord help us tonight. I want you to get your mind. We think about so many things, that working for the Lord and doing. And I tell you, there's a work to do right around your own neighborhood.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. We get so grouped together and socialized, and we just kind of mix in our own little circles. And, you know, we get so that, and it's good to have fellowship with one another. It's good to have one another over and all of that. But, you know, I believe the Lord wants us to reach out and help that neighbor. Help that person next door that is maybe languishing to die. Maybe is that some in some need or something. The Lord has helped me lately to see the greatness of the work of God. How much there is to do. Brethren, there's a lot for us to do. Right down in our own neighborhoods. Right down in our own, right around our own little communities and things. We need to be up and doing for God. We need to be out helping the little things. Oh, that's what counts. I want you to remember that. It's the little things that count so much to people. It's that little... Someone the other morning was talking about prayer meeting, maybe how they run to the store and they help someone get a little light for their, or get a battery for their lantern, and they help someone do a little something, just little calls, little things come in, and they was willing, they had a heart open there to help somebody, and they was doing little things. I tell you, that is part of the work of God. You have to get friendly with people. You have to get acquainted with people. We can never reach out to the world if we keep in our own little circle. We can never get out and help people if we stay in our own little group. May God help us tonight. I can just see on the day of Pentecost, here they were all gathered together in their own little group and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. The Lord just come by and scattered them and sending in all kinds of things. He gave them different tongues and languages. It was to go out into all the world, in all the world, and preach the gospel. It was different languages and tongues that He gave them. I tell you, God today wants us to do that. He also brought in some persecution. He brought in some tests that caused a separation there, caused the people to get scattered. It's all of God's plan. This is what God wants to do for us, each one. If we get so self-centered where we don't have anything further than just our own little group, we're in trouble. I'm going to tell you, we're in trouble with God tonight when we just have our eyes on our own little group. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight to see further. I tell you, I love to see these children in a congregation. I love to see young people in a congregation and the older ones too. But I tell you, it just seems like, I don't know, just to see new life coming in and seeing new life reproducing. That's all a part of the church and the work of God, to see these new people coming in and the little children coming up. I tell you, it's wonderful. I want, when I get to heaven and by the Lord's help, that's where I want to go. I want to see someone. I want to see my own family there. Lord knows, I want to see my own children there with me. Oh, but I want to bring someone else along with me. I want to bring someone else besides just my little family. Oh, may the Lord help us, dear ones. We can get around. You know, when I came among the saints, a bell was nobody. Who are you related to? A lot of people ask me, well, who is some of your relation? I said, well, my mom is Sister Ruby Bell. That was as far as I could go. No further. There was no bell among it. No bell. I had nothing way back that tied together with the saints of God. I didn't have no relation or nothing. I like that.
Praise the Lord.
I love to see people come in that's never had a thing. You know, just brand new people. Just new blood. New blood being in the church. That's what God is interested in. New people. I tell you, I love to hear new names. Don't you? Don't you love to hear new people? It's wonderful, dear ones, to see the new faces that come in. May God help us. If we ever lose the vision of helping others, we've lost it all. I say that in the fear of God. We need to get our sights elevated up above just our fellow man and our brother and how to help him. Well, look here in the book of Galatians. I want to start here by the help of the Lord. In the 6th chapter of Galatians, in the 10th verse, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. But I want to start with that first part of that scripture. As we have therefore opportunity. Opportunity, dear one, sometimes knocks only one time.
Amen.
Oh, I remember a man that I went and visited. You know, when you hear about somebody being sick, it's a good thing to start checking into that. There's scripture. I've got something I want to read to you in just a minute about that. Heard about a man that was sick, and he had sugar diabetes, and anyway, he was one of the sisters in the congregation, his brother, her brother. And I didn't know the man, and I heard some different things about him. We went over to see him just to pay a visit. I didn't go in there with my Bible and everything. I didn't come in to preach him a big message or anything. I went in there to be friends with the man. That's the key, dear ones. You go in there and you get real close to a person. You talk about, one brother said, I talked about fighting chickens for about 2 hours before I ever got to say anything about the Lord. Well, that's all right. That's okay. You go in there and win their friendship. You be friendly to them people. You know, I tell you, I got in there and the Lord helped me and I just started talking to him. Wasn't there over half an hour. And we left, and he said, come back. And I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. The man was bitter. He wasn't very friendly to people. And oh, I tell you, I come back again. This time I seen a few tears come in his eyes. And went about the third time, and We was having prayer with him, maybe sing a song. You know, he couldn't take much. Noise irritated him, and his toes were about to rot off. He was in bad shape, and he's about to die. One Sunday afternoon when I was thinking, the Lord spoke to me and said, you need to go see Orville. You need to go visit him. So me and my wife and another couple went over to his house. And we sang, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I quoted the 23rd Psalm. You know, you could take that song and that scripture and go from door to door.
That's right.
I want to tell you, you could do that. And you could be a blessing to many a soul.
That's so
we sang that song. And I said, Orville, your countenance, you look so... Your countenance looks so good. He could hardly talk, and he said, it's because I'm saved. It's because I'm saved. Oh, what a joy that brought to my heart. The telephone rang the next day, and he was gone. He was gone. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, may God help us tonight. We don't need to be settling down into ease and get settled down into our own little circles and our own little ways in life. We need to start asking God, Lord, what would you have me to do? As we have, therefore, opportunity. Opportunities come by you and I many times a day. Many times, you know, I've prayed like this, Lord, help me today to speak a word to him that's weary. To him that's weary. Help me, Lord, to meet somebody that I can help along the way. Oh, I tell you, the Lord, he'll send someone by your way. The very smile on your face can bring about a blessing to somebody's heart. Oh, we never know who we're going to come back in contact with. Let us not be weary in well-doing. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men.
Yeah.
I like this. Let us do good to all men. In the book of Isaiah, about the 57th chapter, he says here, I want to tell you something, dear ones, about myself. We love to cook for people. My wife, she loves to cook for people and have people over. To me, that's a big thing. I don't know what you think about that. But it's a part of being friendly. It's a part of being sociable. You take that roast that you've been saving for yourself, maybe, and you've just thought of how you could get that all, you could use that all up, you know, you take the very best you've got, and you set that out on your table, and you have in mind, I'm going to invite somebody over that doesn't, that'll never invite me over to my house. I'm going to invite somebody over that maybe they're unfortunate, maybe they can't afford it, maybe they're just down and out. That's what God wants us to do. I'll tell you, God wants us to do. Jesus even said, he said, don't you give to those people that you know is going to turn right back around and give you something back. No, that's not real giving. You want to give, you get something, you get your very best. You dig that roast out of the freezer, you dig some of your very best things
glory
that you've got.
Glory to you.
And you prepare that and you call them, say, I'd like to have you over to eat with me. And you give them the very best you got. You let them have a good time. You feed them. You tell them, God bless you, and go on your way. Oh, I tell you, that's real giving.
Amen.
Real giving is when it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
When it hurts a little bit. When it gets right down close to you. That's real giving.
Lord bless you.
Oh, neighbor man, I tell you, we need to give the very best we got. Not just give something because it made us sick or because we don't want it anymore or any of those things, but you give the very best you got. That's the only thing God's going to be pleased with. He won't take any seconds. You know, God won't take any second best. We're going to have to come up with the very best of anything we do. I want to give a little something here and I'd have gave it to somebody anyway, and I'll just give that to the Lord. It seemed like a good place to go. Oh, dear ones, you won't receive the blessing from that you should. When you really give is when that hurts. Amen. You give the very best thing you've got. You dig down and you get whatever sacrifice you and the Lord have worked out to give, you give that. And God will bless you for it. In Isaiah 58, he said in the 7th verse, "Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh." How about that? Deal thy bread to the hungry. You go out and reach somebody that has no earthly way of helping you back. You go out and stretch out your hand and help them. You seek to know those who are in need. Like Job said here in the book of Job, pray for me. I feel like the Lord is going to help us here in a minute to get some of these things lined out where we can get to going. The 29th chapter of Job.
Praise the Lord.
In the 13th verse, it says, "The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy." I can just see Job. He's plowing up his fields, or maybe he was harvesting his fields. He left a little on the outside. Yes, well, this widow, whoever the widow was or whatever, I believe Job had a concern for other people. I believe he left a little bit of his crops maybe for some of the people to pick. I believe he'd call them up and tell them, "I've got a little abundance over here. You just come on by and get it." Yeah. I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I was a help to people.
Yeah.
Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Yeah. Now that's the gospel. That's right. That's what we're supposed
Amen.
To do. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was eye to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out.
Yeah.
Oh, dear ones, listen. I tell you, there's a work for us to do. There's a work beyond our little circle to do. There's a whole world of humanity out there that is suffering tonight that is in need of help. They're needing somebody to show them the way. There's people out there, eyes to the blind. Oh, may God help us tonight and enlarge our vision that we might see more of the work of God. I was eyes to the blind and feet was eye to the lame. And the cause of which I knew not, I searched out. Oh, may God help us tonight to keep our ears open. Say, "Did you hear about so-and-so over there in need? I caught on to that.
Yes, Lord.
I believe we can help them out here."
Yes.
Send them a little money. Send them a little note of encouragement. Oh, that means a lot to me. Dear ones, you know, we're going to get back as much as we put out.
Amen.
If you're not enjoying the blessings of God, I want you to check yourself and see what you've been giving out.
Oh,
I'm just
amen.
Pretty dry.
Amen.
I'm not getting much in.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I tell you, the Lord taught me a lesson. Amen. I was checking the mailbox the other not long ago and going through those letters. Patricia Bell. About all I got was the bills. Kept looking there and, well, I handed her the letters and she took them, and I thought, well, wonder why nobody writes me. Now I got to thinking, I haven't been writing anybody. It's just that way. It works just that way. If you don't write no letters, you won't get no letters. Don't just sit back and be discontented at why you're not getting anything. Step out there and reach out and get down to your pencil and a piece of paper and write somebody a letter. Tell them you love them.
Oh,
amen. Amen. Just do something. Just do something.
Praise the Lord.
I like that sign that says,
"Glory, glory, glory."
Praise the Lord, brother. This is the truth.
Glory.
What did it say there? Lead, follow, or just get out of the way. Do something. Do something. Lead, follow, or just get out of the way. I tell you, the Lord wants us tonight, dear ones, to reach out and help Help somebody that's not able to help themselves. Spread your big dinner. Make a big to-do. Have your best roast on the table. Have the best of everything and invite the poor. Invite somebody that'd never pay you back. Somebody said, I don't want them stinking up my house. May God help us. Oh, I tell you what. God has got something for us, dear ones, tonight to do. If we got a house, we ought to just let the Lord just sanctify everything we got. This is the Lord's house. And I tell you, just reach out and help people. I tell you, there's blessings. Oh, I wish you knew.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Brother, I know you know.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, there's blessings in helping people. Amen. There's blessings in serving God and reaching out and dealing out our bread to the hungry. Reaching out and helping people. Oh, there's blessings. Being feet to the lame, eyes to the blind. The cause I didn't know, I searched out. I reached out and I helped that brother that was I heard about that was in need. Oh, the Lord one day impressed me. He said, you give to this person. Wasn't even among the saints. Had nothing to do at all with the people of God. I'd heard that his house burnt down. His house had burnt down. He had a trailer house. And he was a police officer there where I used to work. And his home burnt down. And I'd never even met the man. And the Lord told me, you help him.
Yeah.
And I was counting on buying some parts from a car with that. But anyway, I told him, I said, the Lord wanted me to give you this. He said, oh, you don't have to do that. I said, no, the Lord told me to. Oh, dear ones, I got home. The Lord already took care of the need. I just couldn't even begin to tell you what happened. If we're faithful to God, I want to tell you, God will supply every need for you and I. We'll reach out and listen to that voice of the Spirit of God. Oh, may the Lord tune our ears and tune our minds into hearing this gentle leadings of His Spirit. Oh, we need to have a fine-tuned ear to the dealings and wooings of the Spirit of God. How are we doing tonight? May God help us to get tuned up. The tunes and the sound impulses that I'm getting from the groans of the lost, from humanity going down and down. Dear ones, it troubles my heart. It troubles my heart to be here tonight and enjoy these many blessings that we've got. Enjoy the gospel. Enjoy so many good things. I can't help but feel for those that don't have such good things. May the Lord help us tonight. We think about all the little children being abused and murdered and all those things. Oh, it brings about a stir to me. What can we do to help? I want you to think about this. The Lord, this thought came to my mind. We oughtn't criticize anybody that's out. Well, let me tell you first that I have nothing at all with the Jehovah Witness bunch. Their doctrine is damnable. I've read their books. And but dear ones, till we can up and do as good as they are, it's easy to sit back and talk about them. But while we're talking about them, those people are out. They're going around everywhere.
They're doing something.
Brethren, we don't need to be we can just waste our time talking about them. Yeah. We can just sit in here and talk, oh, they're bad. Oh, those people, they do this and that. And that's about all we get done. We all go away feeling, boy, they're sure bad and we're sure good. May the Lord help us to go further than that. Amen. May God help us to put a stir in our souls. Amen. To do something for God. Open up our homes. Open up our hearts. If there's an open heart, there's an open house. Amen. If there's that heart, is wanting that, there's plenty of floor space. We only have 3 beds, but we got a lot. We got 1,500 square feet. You just come right on in. How many children have you got? Well, we would rather not you come over. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, these little trinkets and things we get along the way, I don't know. I tell you, just ought to open up our hearts to the Lord. They're nice to have and everything, but if it means you losing one of those things and getting them broke, just put them up and invite the whole pastor and his whole family over there. Wouldn't that be good? Just put those little things up and spread out a good table.
Yes.
So I told him at home, I said, amen. I don't want to have 6 invitations to come home with you and eat. Don't you ask me next Sunday to come home and eat with you. I'm not even talking about that, but I just use myself for an example. I don't want to hear everybody inviting me home to eat with them. But I just use it because I had all these little children, and my boys, they get into a lot of things. You know, they always are going around and doing things. But all I just wanted to bring that thought out. I have to use myself sometimes. Dear ones, we ought to have our homes sanctified to the glory of God. Be willing to open those up. And I felt that among the saints. I felt that, but it seems like there's a tightening, just seems like a selfishness that I can feel that God's not pleased with.
That's right.
He wants us to open them up. Thought about the missionary that went over to India. I heard about it. He'd go down and stay in the big, nice motels and say, y'all come over here. Just come on over here to me. He wouldn't get down there and roll up his sleeves and get down in the mud and walk the old dirt roads and sweat and toil. Do you think that would be much of a help to people?
No,
brother, I'll tell you, if we want to help people, we're going to have to get right out where they're at. We're going to have to get down there and work right beside them, get underneath the houses with them, and work and toil and labor right alongside of people. They see the grace of God working in my life and your life. I'll tell you, you can be a help to them. You'll get people won over by that way. But you're standing off and you're not willing to... You know, sometimes it takes more than just our monetary means to help people. The Lord wants those hands. You see those hands? He wants your hands. He wants my hands. Your feet, my feet, your tongue, my tongue. God wants the actual sacrifice. This is it.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes, it does. Brother, we need to get down there.
Amen.
You know, James was the apostle of action. He had more to it. He said, don't tell a brother. Brother, be warmed and filled. Just pat you on the back. Be warmed and filled. He told him, you put a little something mixed with that. Be depart in peace. You know, be warmed and filled. And you had it right by you. You had it right there by you.
Boy.
A way to help him out. Oh, my God, help us tonight, dear ones. I'm not begging for money. I'm not even thinking about your money. I'm thinking about you. You doing some kind of a personal sacrifice for God. You reaching out further than your own little circle and breaking out of our own little group and reaching out to people that are in need. May the Lord stir our hearts tonight. I thought about a story that touched my heart. Several years ago, a real wealthy family had a son, and son went to war, and he got shot up and was crippled. He was paralyzed and was totally helpless. And his parents knew nothing at all about this man. They didn't know about their own son, what had happened to him. He didn't tell them. But he wrote him a letter home and he said, Mom and Dad, I wonder if you would mind if I brought a friend that would stay with me while I was at home. Wonder if you would mind that. And they wrote back and said, oh, for a couple of days or so, that'd be all right. He wrote back and said, no, I mean to come home and live with me. To come home and stay. He's completely paralyzed and he needs somebody to help him all the time. Well, their reply was, we could maybe go for a couple of weeks or a while, you know, but to live here all the time, we couldn't help him. You know, our home and everything is so nice, and we just have to do so many things to take care of him. The next letter they got was a letter that this boy shot him, had killed himself. And in that letter, he said, I was that boy. I realized you wasn't able to take care of me. And I felt no need. I felt no comfort from you, no help. And he took his life. Do you see the point that I'm getting at? I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Amen.
I am a debtor. Do you know I have a debt that I owe society? There's a general feeling, and I've been around some people close to me that have felt like the world owes me something. The world owes me something. They owe me a living. They owe me this, and the government owes me that, and people owe me things. I want to tell you tonight, my dad told me, boy, there ain't nobody that owes you anything. If you want to be anything, you're going to have to get out there and make it. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to labor. You're going to have to do something on your own. There's nobody that owes me anything. I feel like myself. I owe the world. I owe something to God, to the cause of God, for the work of God. I am a debtor. I feel like I owe people something. I feel like God gives this to all of His people. We owe something to one another. We owe something to this world. We're debtors. We owe something. A debt of love. A debt that we are going to take a lifetime to pay back. Oh, may God help us tonight and stir our hearts. Help us to see we're debtors, each and every one of you. Paul said, so as much as in me is. I like that. He just said, as much. I'm going to go and I'm going to leave just my own little circle here. I'm going to go over here to the Greeks. I'm going to go over here to the Catholics. I'm going to go wherever I can go. I'm a debtor to the Greeks, the barbarians. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. May the Lord help us tonight to have that soul as much as in me is. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts to see we can go do something for the Lord. We're debtors. We owe something to this world. We owe something to this lost world that we live in. The ones in the book of Proverbs in the 10th chapter. And the night in the 4th verse, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. How you been faring? One brother's having some spiritual problems, and I said, brother, how you been giving lately? One time there was a big chunk that... Well, I said, you need to check what you've been doing.
Amen.
How you been giving? What have you been putting out?
That's right.
We just think we're all... Oh, we just all enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I'm just... You know, we can just be a big old sponge. Just a big old sponge, just always soaking it in. Just always, oh, I'm coming to meeting. We can just get right here and just soak it all in. You let that sponge sit there in about a week or so, it'll all be dried up. We need to let the Lord squeeze us out. Be watering cans. Be someone the Lord can, He can fill you up, and you can just take that right on over and pour someone else out. We need to soak it all in. Oh, dear ones, let God fill you up, and you go and just squeeze it out to others. You go tell others about the love of the Lord and the gospel of God. Don't be an old sponge. Don't be like an old sponge. Those old sponges get hard and brittle, and oh, we need to just let the joy of the Lord flow through us and just let it go right on.
Yes, amen.
You just let things come all in and always come in, and it gets stale and stagnant. Oh, I've seen people that just seem like they just enjoy to hear the truth. They just love to sit under the sign of the gospel, just enjoyed it. And I wonder what they've done with that. What are we doing with it? And just hear them, oh, I just enjoyed that so much. But what do we do with it?
Amen.
What are we doing with it? May the Lord help us. I'm stirred tonight. I'm under conviction. I'm under the Lord. I tell you, He has stirred my heart. I want to do more than just sit down and get moldy. We need to get out, dear ones, and do something for God. So as much as in me is, I want to get out and do something for God, don't you? He becometh poor. Excuse me for getting cut off. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Oh, when we lose our vision, I want to tell you, you're going to get in trouble. When you lose your vision and you become slack, and you're giving and you're helping people, you're going to get in trouble. You just mark it down. If you're having trouble tonight, it's probably because, well, it could be. It's possible. I'll say it's possible that you become a little slack.
Help us, Lord.
And you become poor. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. I'm going to let you share with me my favorite scripture here in a minute. But first of all, we're going to have to... get a little further along. You know, have you ever seen people get grumpy? And just seem like start getting all, I don't know, hard to get along with maybe, and just kind of grumpy and kind of get in a different mood. Well, listen, in the book of 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter and the 15th verse, Brother Danny, I'm glad you're here tonight because you can tell me more about this than I probably know myself. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. You ever see a person that's been addicted on something? What's the first thing you want to do after you've been enjoying something, you've had something that's really kept you all built up and lifted up, and you start
more of it.
this is the key to this. They addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints.
You'll make any sacrifice to get more.
Praise God. May the Lord help us.
That you'll do without sleep.
Oh, brother.
You'll do without eating.
Maybe I'll let you go.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You sacrifice your friends to be with those that you care about being with.
Amen.
You gotta get whatever it is.
You've got to get
first. It's number one.
That's addiction. Well, have you ever seen people that get addicted to the ministry of the saints? People that just give their whole selves. You always see them busy for the Lord. It seems like every time you turn around, they're doing something. They got a high. I mean, they're on a high. They're on something that just seems like keeps them going. You see them sacrificing and giving. And they're just on a spiritual high all the time. Then I wonder about those that are sitting around grumbling, and you know, maybe because they're not doing it. They just got away kind of from working for the Lord, and they're grumbling about it. You probably went some to extremes when you found there wasn't nothing else around. I mean,
Why, yeah.
Oh, dear ones, I really am burdened tonight that we would do more than what we're doing. May the Lord help us to increase our burden and reach out a little further and addict ourselves. Get hooked on this thing. This is a good thing to get hooked on. Helping out in the work of the Lord, it's a good thing to get hooked on. Praise God tonight. This is wonderful. In the book of 1 Timothy in the 6th chapter in the 18th verse, he's talking about rich people and all, but he said, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Oh, rich in good works. Oh, I love to see people. I love to see, I just marvel at how the widows, I don't know, I've seen so much done by the widows. It really is amazing.
Yes.
People that look like couldn't do, they do seem like more. Oh, I appreciate all that everybody does, but you get to relying on some that looks like could help and don't help. You get discouraged. But I'll tell you, that person is just continually in their plugging. They're doing what they can with what they got. God never expects more out of us than what we got. He always has a way made for you to do as much as you can with what you got. He doesn't require more, but just what we have, the Lord will take and use that.
Praise God.
I want to read to you now in the book of Luke. Let me find it here. The book of Luke in the 6th chapter. Now I want to tell you, this is one of my favorite verses. The Lord gave me this verse, and I just take it for my own, but I want to share it with you tonight. I'm not stingy. I'll share this with you. There's a real secret in this. 6 and 38 of Luke. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Oh, I tell you, I've seen a lot of fakes. I bought boxes of cereal, and I've opened them up, and they look like it was half full. And I read on the sign, it said, this carton is sold by weight, not by volume. It said, some selling of contents may have occurred during shipment and handling, you know. But you'd think there'd be a big box there, and it open it up and about half full. And we go to this place there at home, and they give you these cups of ice cream. And I like ice cream, and I like to get a full cup. Don't mind to tell you. When they start making that stuff go around the circle and filling it up on the outside, then they put a little cap on the top of it. You start digging in there and find that thing is hollow.
Hollow on the inside.
I went up to the lady and I said,
I feel cheated when they do me that way.
I went up and I asked her about that. And she said, oh, it's sold by weight. But I want to tell you something. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. If you want to get something, a full measure, you give a full measure. You give that very best and you'll get that back. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. With what same measure you meet, with all it shall be measured to you again. I tell you, it's a reciprocating. It works back and forth. If you're not getting enough out of salvation, dear one, start giving more. Start putting more into it. Get your life, get right down there, and roll up your sleeves, and buckle down, and do something for God. Get right down there at the best you have, and you'll get something out of it. It'll be good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It'll be more than you contain, brother. I tell you, if you want to see somebody rich in the blessings of the Lord, it'll be somebody that's out there sacrificing and doing and giving. Those people are rich. Praise the Lord. It's so. They're rich. Oh, rich in good works. May God help us tonight to stir us up. I pray the Lord help us each one to get a vision of the church of God and what we need to be doing in this world that we live in right now. We've got a full job ahead of us. May God help us to get buckled down and do more for Him.
Praise the Lord.